The Weapon is Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1894. The Vicar of Pennycroft, the very Reverend Simon Wolverham, had finished his sermon and with a sigh laid it at one side of his desk. He always wrote his sermons on Friday afternoon, so that if he wanted to change it or say something different on Sunday, he had plenty of time to do it in. He was extremely conscientious about this, despite the fact that few people in his congregation ever listened to his sermons. A large number of them were so old that they could not hear it anyway. At the same time, he thought that it was his duty as Vicar of Pennycroft to give his congregation a full sermon every Sunday, whether they wanted it or not. He was an exceedingly clever man, and his friends and relations had been very certain that he would end up as a bishop. But he had preferred to live in the country, and had deliberately chosen the small village of Pennycroft because it was a perfect place for riding his fine thoroughbreds in the beautiful countryside. Unlike most vicars, he maintained a large stable. Not only did he use it extensively himself, but it was enjoyed by his daughter and a number of friends who made excuses to visit the vicar whenever they wanted to ride his horses. He was thinking now that he would be able to have a long ride before it was time for supper. As the sun was shining brightly outside, it had been a considerable effort on his part to go into the study and concentrate on writing his sermon. He rose to his feet and was just about to leave the room when the door opened. "The Earl of Rockhaven," his servant announced. He was the squire of the village of Pennycroft, and he owned nearly every house in it, including the vicarage. He also paid the vicar's generous stipend. This was actually, although naturally he never said so, the reason that the vicar had come to Pennycroft in the first place. Everyone he knew had been astounded that it was his final choice, when he had been offered so many other parishes in more prestigious parts of the country. In fact, he had made his mark from the first moment he started to preach. His brilliant orations were the reason why everyone was convinced that he would surely end up as a bishop, if not higher still. He might well become, as a number of his relatives hoped, the Archbishop of Canterbury. But Pennycroft belonged to the Earl of Rockhaven, and the vicar had become a close friend of his while they were at Oxford University, and was famous for the horses which were bred on the Earl's estate. They had already had, to their great credit, won nearly all the most celebrated races in the country. The Grand National last year had been won by a horse which had been born and bred in Pennycroft. And everyone this year was completely convinced that the Gold Cup at Ascot would be won by a horse which had come from the Pennycroft stables. As the Earl walked into the study, he was moving in the brisk but relaxed manner of a man who used all his muscles when he was riding. In consequence, he was athletic, even though he was nearing old age. "Good morning, Simon," the Earl said, holding out his hand. As the vicar took it, he answered, "You are very early. What has happened? Surely the horses are all right and safe?" "Of course they are," the Earl replied. "But I have a problem which only you can solve." "Not another one," the vicar groaned. He was used to his friend coming to him with every difficulty and problem that arose on his large estate and the many farms he owned. But he would have been very surprised if, in fact, the Earl had gone anywhere else. Their friendship had started at Oxford University and had increased year by year.